you welcome our testifiers from the community? John Lowry, Irene Leach, Richard Walker with Waller. Walker, would you come at this time? Welcome them with a big hand of applause.
Thank you, Jesus. My name is John W. Lowry, and I grew up in the Union Hill community. In 1963, I left Buckingham County for the military, where I joined the Air Force. And after 40 years, I returned to Buckingham County. Relocated to the property where I live now. I have a ranch. I raise cattle. And the reason I returned, because we have the four seasons that we can celebrate. The clean air, the clean water, the quietness, and so much greenery, which I was used to. I really like this community, and I like the county of Buckingham. I want to quote what the great Martin Luther King Jr. said as it pertained to the struggle we are in. A man dies when he refuses to stand up for what is right.
That's right.
A man dies when he refuses to stand up for justice.
That's right.
And a man dies when he refuses to take a stand for that which is true. I'm here today speaking in this place at this event to stand for those same values in for my community, to protect my community and its history from a toxic, polluting compressor station which will change our lives forever. The people here matter. The history of our community matter. Creation matter. Union Hill was served by freedmen, one of which, of whom was my ancestor. And the history should not be erased or permit for a toxic compressor station. I have great concerns for our water. What is going to happen when the underground pipe leak? We won't be able to drink this contaminated water. What about our gardens? What about our livestock, domestic animals, and wildlife? They all need water, our most precious commodity. I'm concerned about the toxic air that we will have to breathe. These poisonous and unsafe gases will pollute this most precious air that we breathe. I'm concerned about the effects of noise, of performance, stress, behavior of animals. Noise will have on our cattle, especially newborn calves, and on our donkey. It has been proven that cattle and animals hear high efficiency of sound much better than humans. Can you imagine the stress they'll have on cattle on a continual basis? Can you imagine the trauma this noise will cause when a mother cow is trying to give birth? We live in an agriculture area where we raise crops, cattle, dairy cows, donkey, goats, and chickens. And we are stewards of God's earth. And we are to take care not to pollute it.
That's right.